It's great winning the league. I think you go back the night against Dover when Lee Peacock pops up and scores. I think that was the night we won the league, and I think that was the night everybody knew. We still had to finish it off against Basingstoke, either Basingstoke Havant or Boreham Wood. But I think that was the night where everybody just went, yeah, this is it now. So that night sort of. And I think the celebrations after the Basingstoke game, it was a relief for me because it was what was expected. It was what everybody wanted, both players, supporters and everybody connected with the club. And none more so than Stuart, who, 3 years ago put his money into the club for that day to happen. I've always said that the celebrations after the Basingstoke game from the fans in the club here were pretty special. Pretty special the way that they were towards me and the sort of reception they gave me when I walked into the club, because, things don't happen like that to people like me. I'm not a big one for adulation, I'm not at all. But to, them people that the supporters that day were, and not just that day, they have been pretty special through this year.
Good play there, though, from Stanley to just chip that ball over towards McAllister. Takes it around the goalkeeper, puts the ball in towards Constable.
Yeah.
He's running inside and easily take the lead. It was McAllister who took it around his man, and Constable was there with that poacher's goal to make it Southport 0, Eastleigh 1. The supporters go absolutely berserk.
The support at Southport that day, freezing cold, sleet and snow coming down the pitch. It was freezing where I was. So, they stood behind the goal with no cover. Our supporters have been very special, and they've been patient at times. I will say, balance things out. There's been a few times where I felt they've been a little bit wanting when it's not been quite achievable. But in the main, they've been special, and they're a special bunch.
But now
it's a goal, Shrivens!
If anyone wondered how Eastleigh would cope in the Conference Premier, well, there's your answer. Shreven slots home with ease outside the six-yard box, and it's just too easy for Eastleigh today. Nuneaton 0, Eastleigh 3.
Our first game of the season away to Nuneaton. And that was a special game for me because, I had quite an affinity with Nuneaton. When I left Leicester as a kid, when I was 17, 18, I went to Nuneaton, and I had 4 good seasons there. Made a lot of good friends there, and without sounding big-headed or anything, it's still quite held in quite high regard there, So to go there and to win was quite a nice, it was quite a big thing for me, and I will admit that I did celebrate, not all this rubbish players or people shouldn't celebrate against an old club. No, I celebrated that day because it was a big thing. It was a big thing for this club to win their first ever game at the highest level,
And players for you, is there any one or two or handful of players that have really stood out for you that you would say have had a really outstanding 2014?
I'm not big on singling players out because I think you have to be careful. If you single somebody out, there's always somebody will. But I think, every one of them this year has given me everything they can give. And winning the league last season, lads were giving more than they could give because they were playing with injuries. And in an ideal world, you wouldn't have played them. You'd have left them out. You'd have wrapped him up in a bit of cotton wool. Fleetwood's done his hamstring right at a bad time of the season, end of the season last season. And we knew he wasn't right, but he was still able to put his hand in the air just to try and give us. And I think he managed to give us one game before he did his hamstring again, McAllister's was similar, but most of the lads were just playing just in so much discomfort. And it's probably a little known fact that we wrote to the FA in the last sort of month of the season, asking them what tablets that the lads could take that were legal and not on any banned substance. And we had lads that we were literally filling up with anti-inflammatories and codeine just to get them through games. So to single anybody out when they were playing in that much discomfort, I think would be wrong. And for me in 2014, all the lads have given everything they can give for this football club without any shadow of a doubt.
And finally, 2015, what's your wish for 2015? What's your goal?
You should never wish, should you? You should be careful what you wish for. I'm not wishing, but we just need to try and carry on improving as a football team and improving as a football club. improving as players and improving as manager. And if we can do that, then we'll be at the right end of the table. We need to keep improving on potential recruitment. But everything we need to do, we need to keep trying to improve and getting better. And if we can do that, whatever you wish for will come true.